With me in the studio, Michael Rothenberg, who is a co-founder of 100,000 Poets for Change. This is something that started local and has gone worldwide. Tell us about the origins, for starters.
Well, in 2011, my partner Terry Carrion and I put out a request to the world through internet, social media. Would you be interested in organizing an event, poetry readings, marches, demonstrations, workshops for peace, sustainability, and justice in your community on a given date around the world, looking for real political, social, economic, and environmental change?
And that struck a chord.
And it struck a chord by surprise. Really, I thought it was my last gasp at trying to mobilize people. I've been involved all my life as an activist.
So we've seen some local events, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, actually, there's 700 events in 100 countries. And this is the fourth year, so we're looking at close to 3,000 events that have been taking place over the last 4 years. And the next one is September 27th, the next global event.
So there are going to be events happening all over the place on the 27th.
All over the world. There's 35 events in Italy and 30 in Mexico. There's 7 events in Egypt, Kuwait, Canada. You know, there's hundreds of events in the United States.
And one here in Santa Rosa.
Actually, there's 3 in Santa Rosa. There's one in Healdsburg, and there's one on the 26th at Gaia's Garden, a poetry reading in Santa Rosa. And then there's a march on the 27th.
Let's talk about that a little bit. That's got a long list of people participating.
Yeah, we have a very strong connection with the Sonoma County community. I mean, we have the endorsements of KBBF and the Progressive Party and the Green Party and the People for Palestine, and the list goes on and on, and a very significant support from Andy's youth and the coalition. Many of the organizations around the county who have been working hard to get justice for Andy Lopez.
Marching for Peace, Sustainability, and Justice covers a lot of ground. Where's the march itself going to cover?
The march is going to begin at Juilliard Park in Santa Rosa at noon. There'll be a gathering of the Hubbub Club, of brass bands, and we have hip-hop dancers and belly dancers and roller derby girls and drummers. And, I mean, this is the nature of 100,000 Poets for Change, is that we bring together the arts community and the activist community together and rebuild the community in this way, and poets, of course.
So is poetry incorporated in all these events?
Well, yeah, the Friday night is an all-poetry event. On Saturday at the march, there'll be poets who will be marching, and there will be some readings of the poets. What we'll do is we'll be gathering at Juilliard Park, and we'll walk through downtown Santa Rosa, down 4th Street with musicians and dancers and banners. And Andy's youth will be there reminding us that we need to change the way things are done in Sonoma County.
How big a crowd are you expecting?
There should be a few hundred. And then we're going to end up at Courthouse Square. And there will be some performances by the Aztec Dancers, Joe Gray Dance the Unit, the Hubbub Club, and the drummers. So it's going to be quite a great festivity. It's a great opportunity to bring community together in a joyous but serious way.
It sounds like quite an event, Michael. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about it.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.